I'm Trisha Helfer, and you are listening to After the Credits at row3.com.
Welcome to another episode of After the Credits. I am your host, Marina. And joining me today, as usual,
Colleen from 353 Review.
Dale from Digital Doodles.
Are you guys holding up in the heat?
Yeah, I'm a puddle.
I'm like melting.
My bedroom's at about 12 degrees.
Can I come over?
You can sleep on the floor.
I will. I will gladly take the floor. Thank you very much.
Yeah, fans are my friend right now. My very best buds.
Oh, my God.
If it has blades and rotates, I'm there.
Some quirk of nature has most of the air conditioning in my house somehow directed directly into the fan into my room.
Well, that's a nice little quirk.
Oh, it works out perfect because I love the cold.
Well, I mean, not to complain that the weather, but... Man, this is way too hot.
Well, I mean, zero to, like, boiling is not...
No,
it would have been nicer to work up to it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm comfortable at 24. 32 or whatever it is out now is way too hot for me.
BC high today was 40.4 or
That's
something like
psychotic.
That.
But you know what? It's really great going into a nice, cool movie theater.
It sure as hell is. And you know what? We're obviously at the pinnacle of the summer because... I was looking at the calendar for the month, and it's looking mighty interesting. Lots and lots of really big releases.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's jump right in.
This was kind of a cool weekend, actually.
Yeah, it was. We'll start in with July 4th, The Long Weekend, and Hancock.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, I was kind of curious about it when I first saw the trailers and heard that it was, you know, superhero that's not really...
The best hero is an anti-hero.
Yeah, kind of.
Always.
But a lot of people sort of were not keen on seeing it. I don't know why. They either didn't like the trailer or they weren't keen on the story. I'm not quite sure. But, I mean, I was pretty much sold from the beginning.
The very first trailer I saw, I wasn't too sure. But some of the subsequent trailers, especially with Jason Bateman added in, I'm interested enough to be there.
That alone gets my interest, Jason Bateman.
Ah, that's why it's the most the thing you're most looking forward to.
Well, no, it, superhero that is basically destructive as hell. Yeah, that has more appeal than Jason Bateman, but Jason Bateman's nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to it, and the fact that it's directed by Peter Berg doesn't hurt things any. Also opening in limited release, a movie that's been getting sort of a lot of attention through indie circles, The Whackness. This is Jonathan Levine. He also directed All the Boys Love Mandy Lane, which is coming out later this year because that's been pushed back a bunch of times too. But I don't know. I was kind of saying that 1994 is sort of not the sweet spot of retro for me.
Not even that retro.
No, I mean, it's too close to my high school graduation for me to really be interested.
This doesn't look like my kind of story either. I just was not grabbed by the synopsis or the trailers at all.
No, I mean, I do like Olivia Thirlby. She was in the best friend in Juno. I think she's cool. I like her, but the rest of the cast, I'm kind of like that.
Yeah,
whatever.
None of the people in the trailer really appealed to me. Like, I really don't care about your stories.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, that sounds sad, but it's true. Well, we should also mention Kablooey, because the trailer looked like a lot of fun. This is directed by Scott Prendergast, and it stars Lisa Kudrow.
You know, I've seen Lisa Kudrow in a couple indie films. There was, and I can't remember the names of them now. I actually think she's a little bit underrated. Like, in the mainstream stuff, she's been a little bit pigeonholed. But you see her in any of the indie stuff she's been in. I mean, she's not she doesn't have a phenomenal range, but she certainly does way better than the roles she gets on mainstream TV.
I agree. I think she's an interesting actress.
So I'm somewhat interested in that. The trailer was kind of curious. Right now it's on my list of if I have nothing kind of better to to go see. It's not compelling, but I am curious.
I want to see it on DVD.
There we go. Another one that I'll probably, if I ever see it at all, will be on DVD. Diminished Capacity.
Yeah.
With Matthew Broderick, Virginia Madison.
Poor Matthew. He's still not.
No, he's not doing well. At all. What happened to him? In all honesty, I think we say this every month.
And I have to say, Madison, I don't find a compelling actress either.
No, I'm not a huge fan of hers. You know, she's sort of hit and miss for me.
Yeah.
She's not somebody that always catches my attention, so.
Yeah, I feel kind of sorry, you know. Here's Alan Alda back, who I think is a great actor.
Yeah. But it's just, it's not an appealing story. It's about, I mean, Matthew Broderick is suffering from some sort of amnesia, and his father is... got some sort of Alzheimer's, and they ended up a baseball training conference or something. I don't know. It really is
a character piece. Like, it really does. The acting and the writing has to be really on for this kind of story to have an appeal, because there's no other distractions, like things blowing up.
Pretty much.
And I didn't see that in the performances in the trailer.
Neither did
I. In spite of having a great lineup.
Yeah, which is too bad. Okay, moving on to bigger, brighter things. July 11th, Hellboy 2, The Golden Army.
Yay!
What we've been waiting years for. I just can't wait. I want it now.
Now, okay, the big test. Can I say his name correctly? Guillermo del Toro?
No, you're sorry.
Guillermo del Toro?
Guillermo.
Guillermo. Okay.
Pretty close. But, yeah.
I guess so. Hellboy 3. I'll start working on that for Hellboy 3.
Yeah, prepare yourself. I think it's a trilogy.
But, yeah, I know the... It's got all of the right notes for the summer release.
And it looks bigger and more badass than the first one. So that's always good.
Anti-hero again. That's the kind of superhero I like.
Yeah. I mean, and Ron Perlman is great in that role.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get more and more respect for that dude. Because I saw City of Lost Children recently again. And kick ass. Yeah.
He's
bring on
good.
Perlman.
Yeah, I agree. Also opening on the 11th, Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Have to see.
Why?
Well,
Brendan Fraser?
He's the only reason I'm at all even...
Yeah, he's the only reason that would go.
...allocating any neurons to
never
this.
Mind. I've confused this with something else.
Oh.
In Disney 3D, no less.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Brendan Fraser in 3D is good by me. Thank you very much.
For some reason, in my back of my head, I was like, this is the Werner Herzog thing in Antarctica. Isn't it?
But we'll have to talk about that. It opens in 2 weeks in Vancouver. But yeah, this is the Jules Verne traveling to the center of the earth. I mean,
this is the kind of story I grew up on, and I would love to like be pleasantly surprised by finding out it had a tomato meter rating of 85% or something, but I'm not holding my breath.
I don't know, but the director, this Eric Brevig dude, he's a special effects guru. Apparently, and he's been nominated for a couple of Oscars. So, I mean, he knows what he's doing. They've got a good guy working behind the camera for the type of movie of it.
Yeah,
it is,
Indiana Jones was my special effects story-free story movie for the summer.
Yeah.
Didn't it have a different director at the start who ended up quitting because he didn't want to do the 3D thing because
Maybe.
It changed the story so much?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't recall that story. Must look
I think
up.
I was listening to Rick Forchuk and he was talking about it. Rick Forchuk is a Vancouver-based film dude.
Okay, I've made a note. I'll check it out. Also opening on the 11th, and I don't know what to make of this, Meet Dave. Eddie Murphy, Elizabeth Banks.
You know, if you can come out with a trailer that shitty, there's no hope for the movie. I mean, I really, when I watched the trailer, wanted to be wrong about my assumption after reading the synopsis. But
You know,
can you say Pluto Nash all over again?
Well, this is the thing. It's the same director, right? I mean, these guys have worked together now on like two movies or something. They also did In Orbit together. I mean, it just looks god awful. The story I kind of like. I like the idea of the story. Not dig in the execution at all. nothing to add. I thought Colleen was going to say something. She sort of mouthed.
Actually, for a second, I was going to say, but Norbit was nominated for an Oscar.
Oh,
oh wait,
dear.
In costuming. Oh, forget it.
Yeah, come on now. Let's be honest here. Also opening in limited release, Garden Party. I wasn't quite sure what to make of this. It just looked like a lot of pretty faces, and I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of watched the trailer and read the synopsis, and
it's very bland.
You know what? I've forgotten everything already. It's like,
yeah, just a bunch of pretty faced kids, you know, trying to make their way in life, I guess. In
watched the trailer, can't remember anything about it.
Yeah, so that's bad all we gotta say. Yeah, that's what we have to say about Garden Party, and opening in New York City. Not that we're there or anything. August, starring Josh Hartnett. You guys watched the trailer for this, don't you?
Again, also I don't remember anything from it.
I keep getting thrown off when you said opened in August. It's what we're talking about, July.
No,
actually, no, that one.
August.
His movie's called August.
And it's about, he plays a stock.
It's actually, it almost felt like a throwback movie to the .com thing. But it is it is in place, or takes place in 2001, just before
the
9/11. And they're a running on a startup company, running on major cash investment, and I don't know. It's kind of I don't want to throw it out offhand. It could go someplace, but that story has just been. I mean, we've done our angsting over the dot bomb whole thing, and
yeah, exactly.
But it might be a loss leader for the whole 9/11 storyline thing, because they do throw in just before 9/11. I don't know if that's just a time placement or something 9/11-ish happens. So,
yeah, and I'm not quite sure how much of a seller that is. If anything, I think it's more of a deterrent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't help Rain Over Me. It didn't help, like, any of these other, you know, war movies that we've seen since then. I'm not sure people are interested, to be honest. But Josh Hartnett. I'm kind of curious.
In time of strife kind of thing, do you want to watch more strife in your entertainment? Or do you want to watch something mindless like Hancock?
I'm always up for something mindless. It doesn't matter when.
Exactly. Well, we're coming up to July 11th and lots of mindlessness, so worry not. Beginning with The Dark Knight. I'm sure I'm going to get hate mail for calling The Dark Knight mindlessness.
Oh, but it is.
Yeah, it
I'm
is.
I'm sorry.
And I'm still not excited. It's not that I don't want to see it. I'm not waiting to run out to buy my tickets.
Batman isn't my guy. I really liked Batman Begins when they restarted the franchise, just because they did such a great job of it. And I'm looking forward to this movie, but yeah, not the same way I am, because it's not my, you know, superhero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, love Christopher Nolan, love Christian Bale, but
I'm actually of the stuff that I've seen, I can't remember his name now, playing Harvey Dent, and Maggie Gyllenhaal. I'm actually looking forward to see what their performances are like in that.
General consensus at the moment is that the whole entire film is really good.
Cool.
Like I say, even though I hear good things, I'm still not excited. For whatever reason, I can't get excited about this movie.
I feel obligated to go see it. Which is a weird sensation because it doesn't look bad, but
no.
Part of me is going, oh God, I have to go see this.
Yeah, that's a little strange how we sort of trained ourselves to do that, because we have trained ourselves to do that, I think.
Maybe it's because the promotion's been going on so long.
It certainly feels like we've been waiting for this movie for years.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been, last Comic-Con, it's been like the marketing machine has not stopped.
Okay, well, we'll let the big guys worry about it. We'll do one of the smaller ones.
Yeah, I mean, I still do want to see it, don't get me wrong, but I'm just not, I haven't bought my ticket yet. We'll leave it at that.
Doing our Hellboy love and they can.
Pretty much. Also opening that weekend, one that I'm probably going to be seeing, Mamma Mia.
Oh, you know what? I want to see this too. The musical sounded interesting when it made it really big. It's like, okay, I'm gonna let my, you know, poor ABBA fan out of the deep dark dungeon closet.
Well, it's funny because I think everybody owns at least the ABBA Gold album, because it's the best selling album in history.
I had it stolen out of my car.
This is what I mean. Everyone at some point has either owned it or owns it. Yet no one says they like ABBA. I don't understand.
I can't watch this. As soon as an ABBA song's in my head, it's there forever. So I can't see this. No, stop. Please stop. I'm asking you to stop.
We'll jump at the Dancing
Queen. I swear, if any of you break into Fernando, I'm going to tip this table over and beat you to death with a limb I rip out of your own body.
Can you see the night, Fernando? Then my very bad dancing. Okay, the table is moving. Let's relax. I will stop singing now.
Thank you.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Oh, yeah, Colleen is not impressed. But I don't know. I think this looks like it could be fun. I really do hope people actually sing along because I'm so tempted to every time I see the trailer. I just want to break into song. I do. I want to break into song. So
if I'm going there with, you know, the Vancouver Opera Company, they can sing.
Well, I'm going to sing, so you better not go with me.
Okay, I don't know her. I'm sitting.
I'll sit in the back. Yeah. Don't worry. Colleen's like, I'm having no part of this conversation. Opening and limited release. Trans-Siberian, Brad Anderson's new film. For those who might not know, he directed The Machinist, which I quite liked. And this one stars Woody Harrelson and Emily Mortimer as American tourists on the Trans-Siberian Railway. And things go wrong.
Things go, yes. Vacation gone wrong.
Mm-hmm. I think it looks really good. I really like Brad Anderson's style. Too many Andersons in Hollywood. Some of them need to change their name because this is getting out of hand. Like, seriously out of hand. But, yeah, he's one of the Andersons I like. He's in my good books. So I am very, very curious. I just love the way this looks.
Yeah, the trailer just looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's one that's going to get me out to Vancouver to see it because I'm sure it's not going to come out to my local burg.
And it's interesting. We don't get to see a lot of movies shot on trains anymore.
No.
So this will certainly be a throwback to, you know, the old Hitchcock days.
Well, so you have to use your space really well because there's nowhere else to go. It's not suddenly you can be over at the city because you're on a train in Siberia.
Yeah, pretty much, eh? To make matters worse, you're in the middle of nowhere. And then also opening, oh, this is going to be so guilty. Space Chimps. With Andy Samberg, Stanley Tucci, and Jeff Daniels. And you know what? When I heard the name of this movie, I had wanted nothing to do with it. And then I saw the trailer, and I'm sort of smitten.
I got to admit, I want to see this movie too.
Oh, yay, I have a partner in crime.
Films like this are the reason why I don't like animated features.
Who cares, man? Well, at least Jeff Daniels.
When I first heard the name, I thought, oh my god, because I'm at the point now where I don't think I will see another live action movie if it has a chimp in it after seeing a documentary on, I mean, what happens to these poor things after they finished in the movies? They can't use adult chimps. They have to use young ones because otherwise they're too strong and they'll hurt the actors. And basically these animal trainers, there's hardly any that ethically kind of move them on to someplace different. So it's really ugly what happens to these poor things after their usefulness is done. And so live action, I mean, actually I was guilty Speed Racer because of the live action. So when this started, anyway, a long way to get to, like, this is animated and this actually looks funny. So
Andy Samberg, my type of comedy. And for whatever reason, I know he's on like Saturday Night Live or something.
Yeah.
Don't watch SNL.
Yeah, don't watch SNL.
But I'll watch
SNL
him
anymore.
In almost anything. I really like the kid.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but
I will.
The trailer looked fun.
I'll never understand the difference between you and me in comedy because you don't like Monty Python. And
nope.
You don't get Slapshot, but you embrace Andy Samberg.
I embrace Hot Rod. Wrong. I love Hot Rod. I'll admit it.
Hot Rod was fun.
Yeah, it was okay.
Dan hates the crap out of it. Every time I put it in, he like cringes.
I'm glad I rented it, but I loved it. I enjoyed it.
It was awesome.
It had some really fun moments. I mean, he played like sincere, over the top really well.
I just love it when they break into song. It's so needless. It's fabulous. But okay, moving on, because we're like way off topic. Opening July 25th, another comedy.
God, and we're already, like, this is the kind of, we're already, like, almost through the month.
Pretty much. I know, it's all just big titles. July 25th is Step Brothers.
Will Not Ferrell, interested at John C. all. Reilly.
You know, there's something about Riley. If I'm interested at all, it's because of Riley, not because of Ferrell. I'm not a big Ferrell fan.
That was why I saw the last film with Riley in it, was because Riley was in it. But no, not even Riley can make me want to see this film.
Yeah, I have no interest.
Mary Steenburgen, what were you thinking?
Well,
I won't be watching it in the theater, though. I'll be looking forward to it on the DVD shelf.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure how well this is going to do. Mind you, it is from the same director of Talladega Nights and Anchorman.
They always, those films always seem to do good commercially.
Yeah, not my cup of tea.
I mean, yeah, it's like, okay, if the crowd wants to go to that to let me see my movie, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to be in line for The X-Files, which also happens to open that week. I'm very, very, very excited. Did I say very, very, very excited?
I can see your tail wagging.
I'm very excited. I don't know. This can't go wrong for me at all. I'm just in heaven.
I'm a X-Files kind of semi-follower, so I'm interested to see where they're going, but there's no great expectations.
I'm there.
I am waiting for you to see it, and then you can tell me whether or not the lone gunmen are in it at all. And that will determine.
I can tell you now.
Are they?
They are not.
Then I'm not seeing it. There's no point in watching it
if
there's no lone gunmen, okay?
The lone gunmen are in there.
If Tom Braidwood is not in it, there is no such thing as an X-Files anything. There you go. The whole franchise was Tom Braidwood. It was. Fruwecki ruled.
We could tell where Colleen's passion was in the X-Files. I'll be the first to admit, the movie does not look particularly stellar. I kind of cringed at the first trailer, but I'm too much of a fan not to see it. And I've refused to see anything else that they've released. I don't want to see any more posters. I don't want to see any more trailers. Don't want to see any more clips. I've seen enough. Just get me there.
Show me the damn movie now.
Pretty much. I don't want to be spoiled at all. I want to know nothing going in. I'm just happy to have Chris Carter back, to be completely honest.
No Tom Braidwood, no interest.
Yeah, well. We'll move on to a couple of movies opening in limited release. Brideshead Revisited, which we saw the trailer for.
This one looks interesting.
Mm-hmm. Matthew Good is enough of a sell for me. I was curious on that alone.
It looks really good, but I could swear they had done it already with Robert E. Grant, but I can't find it in his IMDb thing.
Well, we have Ben Whishaw from Perfume, who's also in here, who's fabulous. And, what's her name now?
Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson, thank you.
In a very slipped. White wig.
Yeah. we haven't really seen her in a while, so I'm really curious to see her come back. So.
Yeah, and the story, I mean, the story's a first-class story. It's like a trashy story based in World War II.
It looks pretty good.
It looks fun. Yeah,
I think it looks quite good.
Very dramatic in your best British accent.
Yeah.
This might be a contender for the hottest kiss scene, because in the trailer there's one sort of glimpse of... Yeah.
We're keeping
an eye
out.
Some steam there.
Do we want to share? It's been a while since we've mentioned last year.
I think we started fresh for 2008, right? Because all those other hot kisses were 2007.
Yeah, I haven't seen any other good ones this
really
year.
Nothing's grabbed me as being, oh yeah. But last year it was, I think we were battling back and forth. Said it was Eastern Promises and you said it was...
Atonement. Yeah. The library scene in Atonement.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the library scene in Atonement. Okay, we'll move on. I saw one today that might be a contender. But we'll talk about that off air.
That's a spicy meatball.
I'm calling it as the kiss between Wally and Eva. The robots. Hot.
Oh, really?
No, not really.
I was going to say, sparks fine? What?
Well, as a matter of fact, but moving on.
Also opening in limited release, Boy A. This doesn't really star anybody big. It's a little British import, but it looks really good. At least I thought it looked really good. And the director, this John Crowley, he's apparently a fairly well-respected and well-known stage director. And he's done a couple of movies previous to this, but I think this is the one that's getting him a lot of attention. It's basically about a young man who's out of jail and he basically started a new life for himself, and then he rescues somebody or does something good, and his name is plastered all over the news, and everybody starts digging into his past, and he sort of has to deal with what happened in the past and what's happening now. And I thought it was a really interesting idea for a story.
Those kinds of stories need to be well done to interest me, because something like that not well done is just tedious.
I agree, and I think this trailer looks really good. I was impressed. I think it looks pretty decent. I'm looking forward to seeing this one. And also opening that weekend, American Teen. This is Nanette Bernstein's documentary that's been like a major buzz
about
the internet.
It looks really interesting, but I don't want to see this in a theater.
It looks like, you know, I think I called it Breakfast Club.
Yeah, Breakfast Club in real life. Yeah.
I didn't know when you said it's high school.
Yeah, it had no correlations to what was going on in my high school.
Yeah, I mean, and like you mentioned, you know, how real are these people?
Yeah, they're talking to a camera. I suspect anyone who's talking into a camera, they're not giving what they really are thinking.
That's where the documentarian with the other footage can either reinforce or show the person is fudging it or not, which can make for some interesting viewing too when they talk one thing. But I mean, King of Kong, right?
Exactly.
Classic example. So,
and I think this is sort of in the same vein. You know, it's a documentary that's meant to entertain.
I mean, the trailer looked actually compelling, but like you said, this isn't the kind of thing I want to see in a theater.
You know, this was a TLC sort of television thing. Like,
dude, I watched like a Cinderella story. I'm so there. It's like in real life, man. Like, whatever.
Yeah, and so Survivor, and it's a piece of shit too.
Well, but Survivor doesn't have teen kids, man.
You know,
I have this fascination with high school. I wish I could go back and never leave.
You couldn't pay me enough to go back to high school.
No kidding.
I was counting down the days.
Oh, wow.
My life began after high school.
No, I liked high school. I didn't mind it. It was okay.
Yeah, that was, I think, the third best day of my life when I knew I didn't have to go back to school ever again. Third best day of my life.
And that's the month. So, I mean, it's pretty sparse. There's a lot of big titles, but not a lot of other stuff to pick from. So,
are you sure there's not another week that we've...
No, that is it. And then it starts into August 1st as a Friday, so that's for next.
This year's flying by.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with the year.
Yeah.
I'm not liking this very much.
In no time, it'll be Tad time.
You know, it's curious because I haven't really been wowed yet.
I haven't either, actually, for the stuff I've seen. But then that's the next podcast, right?
Yeah, no. Have yet to be wowed. Well, maybe a little, but not like jaw on the floor kind of thing.
No. There's nothing I would want to go see again.
No country yet. Although, Burn After Reading is looking very promising.
Does look very promising, doesn't it?
Oh, and have you seen the, was it the trailer for Igor?
I haven't. That's the John Cusack.
It might be in front of Wall-E when you see it kind of thing.
Yeah, it looks like fun.
Yeah.
Ooh, John Cusack in an animated movie. Yeah, I heard him talking the other day to George Strombolopoulos. I love saying that. And it was a very interesting talk on the hour. I didn't realize he was so politically active. It kind of surprised me, to be completely honest. But yeah, I'm getting out of off topic. I just realized that I totally, when I did the introductions, I didn't say anything else. We just ran right in. A reminder that the Movie Club podcast goes live in 2 weeks. So go and watch your movies, Shortcuts, and I Heart Huckabees. Come on by Row 3 for your daily dosage of movie goodness. Head on over to 353 Haiku Reviews for your reviews in haiku. The name is pretty self-explanatory. And Dale, any new content?
I have new content, yes.
Yay!
The waffle stuff.
The waffle.
And that's it for us this episode. I'm sure we'll have something else for you in the next couple of days. So until the next one.
We'll see you after the credits.